Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you today? Don't tell us. I'm only joking. You look great though, lady.
I'm 65.
Wow. You don't look it.
Thank you.
I don't know why. You just look great. Maybe it's eating all that fish. Yeah. So we're at the Agewell Centre at Hackney, and you come a lot, don't you?
Mm.
Yeah?
I come a lot, yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. It's nice. It keeps you going. And because when you're at home, what are you doing? Sleeping, watching Terry, and you got also eye trouble. So when you come here, you meet people, we talk a bit, we laugh a bit. Then you forget your problem a bit when you go home.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to have company anyway.
Yeah.
Well, let me go and find Rick and see why he's put all this on for you, babe.
Okay.
Thank you so much for talking
welcome.
To me.
You're welcome.
Rick.
Hello, Dolores. You enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I am actually. I've got like food on the side of my mouth.
No.
Rick, tell us what you do here at Age Concern. It's more than that. Tell me what you do. We're in Hackney.
Right, okay, we're in Hackney, and this is Hackney Silver Surfers. And what I've been doing for the last 8 years is helping older people, that's Hackney residents aged 50 or over, get involved with digital technology in some way. That's not necessarily about boring computer lessons, it's learning how they can be part of the wider digital culture which is evolving in the 21st century. As you can see, everyone's really enjoying what they're doing.
Yeah, no, it's packed, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how it normally is, Dolores. So we've got people in there who are learning about online music, they're learning about email, they're learning about social media, they're learning how they can have a good time using digital technology, they're learning how they can put themselves out there on YouTube and Audioboo, of course. They're learning how they can be part of the digital world and not left behind.
What do you get out of it?
What I get out of it is immense satisfaction because I've been using the internet since the 1980s, since before the World Wide Web, and I'm really amazed and impressed by the way it's turned out, totally unpredictably, and I'm so pleased that other people of my generation who never had any opportunity to use computers or anything like that before are, even late in life, getting involved with it and finding out that they can do it, that they can enjoy it, that they can get a lot out of it, and also that they can put some of themselves out there as well, so that other people have an opportunity to learn more about them, about their lives. And that's the way we present the internet to them. It's not something you... It's not a passive medium that you sit in front of like a TV. It's something you contribute to. Everyone wants to know who you are. Not everyone, but there's always someone out there who wants to know about Dolores or Rick or any of the people here.
Well, the ladies really enjoy, and I mean, I say ladies, and we've had, I'm going to talk to a couple of guys as well, but really quite enjoy talking about themselves and doing the oral history.
Yeah, they do, because they've got all this knowledge and experience which they never get an opportunity to talk about except outside their own little circle. And they love it when people come along and take an interest and they find out that actually people are taking an interest because they really are interesting.
Yeah.
Even the small details of their lives that they've had, sometimes quite difficult and harsh lives, people really want to know about it because it's valuable. Shall I say something else, Dolores?
No, that's fine. No, I'm not, you know.
Like, you're either totally amazed or totally...
Thank you very much for everything.
Oh, thank you, Harry, for coming.
Have you had a good time? Did you have a good time today?
Yes.
How long have you been coming here?
2 hours. 3 hours.
Three hours he's been here.
Has he been before then?
No.
Oh, it's your first time?
Second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So there you are. He's never been before. He's an old Albanian guy. He doesn't know anything about computers or the internet. And he's hooked.
Wow.
How about that?
I wish I'd spoken to him more.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a story.
Of course he has, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll come back and we'll get him again. So, yeah, but also, I mean, this is great for, you've got a lot of isolation as you get older. But, I mean, I spoke to one of your ladies here. He said she goes to Zumba and met someone and came in for the little party that's going on.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Word of mouth, it gets around. Learning computers with us is a way of having a laugh and having a good time.
I noticed.
It's an enjoyable thing to do. It's not like going back to school where you have to pass tests or things like that. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
No classroom involved.
Well, thank you so much.
It's a
thanks
pleasure,
for the great
Dolores.
Work you do. You really do. Thank you.
Thank you, Dolores.